Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. The U.S. Justice Department announced a successful court-approved operation by the FBI to copy and remove backdoors from hundreds of Microsoft Exchange servers in the U.S., with the FBI currently attempting to contact server owners about the action. These vulnerabilities were being targeted by the state-sponsored APT Hafnium. This operation only removed the backdoors, but did not patch the Exchange server vulnerabilities, which Microsoft released patches for back in March. A WhatsApp loophole lets an attacker lock you out of the app and deactivate your account, even with two-factor authentication enabled. An attacker needs to log in through your number by requesting authentication codes, wait for WhatsApp to block sending codes after enough attempts, set up a new email address, and send a lost stolen phone request, and then repeat the same cycle two more times to successfully lock you out. The Washington Post sources say the FBI used the Australian security firm Azimuth to unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters in 2016. The firm used a flaw in the open source code from Mozilla used to permit Lightning accessories as part of a larger exploit chain to bypass the 10-password attempt limit before the phone would erase its content. The V28 software update for the Oculus Quest 2 will add an AirLink mode to wirelessly play PC VR titles, as well as 120Hz support and the ability to bring your desk into VR through the Infinite Office feature. AirLink is considered an experimental feature and won't initially be available on the original Oculus Quest headset. Amazon announced second-generation Echo Buds, which are 20% smaller than the original, IPX4 rated, and offer twice as much noise cancellation as the original, although they no longer use Bose's ANC technology. The new wireless headset ships May 13th for $119.99 with a USB-C charging case, or $139.99 with a wireless charging case. Sony announced the camera-focused Xperia 1.3 and Xperia 5.3 phones, both offering a folded periscope telephoto lens that goes from 70 to 105mm focal lengths as part of a three-rear camera setup and integrates Sony's Pro Camera app as the default. The 1.3 offers a 6.5-inch 4K OLED display, while the 5.3 offers a 6.1-inch 1080p screen, both with a Snapdragon 888 SoC, available in the U.S. this summer, although no pricing was announced. Discord is blocking its iOS app users from accessing servers tagged as NSFW. You can still access those servers through the browser on iOS or on other devices. Canon confirmed it's developing a new mirrorless flagship camera, the EOS R3, with a new in-house developed backside illuminated stacked CMOS sensor, able to shoot 30 frames per second with autofocus and auto exposure. The camera will also see the return of eye control autofocus, letting users select AF points with eye movement, last seen on Canon's 35mm film cameras in the 90s. Apple, the University of Washington, and the Seattle Flu Study are now accepting volunteers in the Seattle area for a new study to test the effectiveness of the Apple Watch for predicting respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. Initial studies by Mount Sinai and Stanford found that the Apple Watch may be able to detect changes in heartbeats up to a week before respiratory symptoms of COVID-19. 1Password launched 1Password Secrets Automation, designed to secure, orchestrate, and manage organizational infrastructure secrets like API tokens, keys, certificates, and passwords. As part of the launch, 1Password also announced its first acquisition, buying the Dutch startup Secret Hub, which claims to protect nearly 5 million enterprise secrets monthly. As part of a leaked pitch deck to advertisers, TikTok claims to have over 100 million U.S. monthly active users, with 732 million globally, with 59% of users under 24 and 17% aged 13 to 17. The company claims 47% of users have bought items seen on TikTok, with its U.S. ad business growing over 500% in the last year. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple will release 2 6.1-inch and 2 6.7-inch iPhone models in 2022, with high-end models including a 48-megapixel camera that pixel bins images to 12 megapixels and supports 8K video. Kuo predicts 2023 iPhones will offer a periscope telephoto lens and an under-display Face ID system. Verizon confirmed that the Cross-Carrier Messaging Initiative joint venture, or CCMI, has ended. AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and a pre-merger Sprint formed CCMI in 2019 to push RCS texting initiatives. The Twitch streamer Ludwig Ahren ended his nonstop stream after 31 consecutive days, breaking the record for most paying subscribers with over 282,000. Ludwig started the stream planning to add 10 seconds to the live stream for every new subscriber and said he would donate $5 for every new subscriber added on the last day of the stream to charity. And finally, Samsung announced the next Galaxy Unpacked event for April 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The event announcement promises the most powerful Galaxy is coming. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.